you actually knew and saw Caroline Ingalls, the mother of Laura Ingalls, mm-hmm. Wilder.
Yeah.
And you also knew Mary, and I guess I don't know the story that well. She was the blind older sister of Laura, and you knew both of them.
Oh, yes. Yes, my grandmother would come out here from Illinois and visit with her three kids that had stayed here, and she'd spend probably a week with each one of the three. And while she was here with my folks, my mother would hitch up a horse and a buggy and go to town with her cream and eggs and shop, and Grandmother Fitz would always want to spend the afternoon with Mary because they'd laid in the Chicago hospital in 1890, both of them with eye operations. My mother had cataracts. My grandmother had cataracts, and the operations helped her, but it never did help Mary, the blind girl, because she had had a childhood disease that left her blind, and they could not restore her sight in any way.
Hmm.
And then my grandmother would always spend an afternoon with Mary Ingalls, and while my mother was uptown shopping, and she'd spend 2 or 3 hours, I suppose, there with Mary. And then when my mother was through with her shopping, and she'd get the team and buggy or sled, whatever, depending on the time of the year, then she'd come by the Ingalls home and pick up Mary Ingalls. And I can still see Mary and her mother, Caroline, out on the porch waving goodbye to my grandmother that was leaving and coming home with us to spend the rest of her vacation with us.
Did you ever think back in those days that that family would become that well known, not only throughout the United States, but worldwide?
No, not because they were just another family that lived in town, and of course we hardly knew about Laura. She'd already moved to Branson, Missouri, had married Almanza Wilder, and they had moved down there because they'd got starved out of this country. They homesteaded north and a little bit west of DeSmet. I think there's signs up there yet telling of their homestead.
Not that far from where you were raised.
Well, I was northeast of DeSmet, and they homesteaded north and a little west of DeSmet. Oh, I suppose it'd be about 3 miles across country.